did.
Yeah, we talked about this.
And every time you see these chests.
We need structure, Mr. Fox.
Yeah, we got a blizzard working in tonight, we saw.
Then these things come up.
Okay.
Much more.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church of Colorado Springs. We're so glad that you've joined us for our Palm Sunday worship celebration. Whether you're joining us in person or through Facebook, we're blessed by your presence. For those of you who are worshiping with us in person, we would ask that you sign the burgundy attendance folder found on your pew closest to the inside aisle. If you are new to the church, please give us a way to contact you on this form. For those worshiping on Facebook, please let us know you are worshiping with us by adding a comment to the Facebook feed. Please stand as you are able and join us in our call to worship. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, rejoice, for the Lord is in our midst.
He comes with joy and hope.
He comes to set us free from fear.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, glory to God in the highest heaven.
Join us as we sing our Palm Sunday processional hymn, number 192, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
We have four batteries. Hosanna.
Can you guys say Hosanna really loud?
Hosanna.
That means hooray in a funny way. We don't say it in this country very often. Just this day. Why are we saying it this day? Palm Sunday, perfect. Why is this coat here? That's true.
He's riding on the donkey.
Yes, he comes riding on a donkey, and they threw their cloaks and palms off of the trees on the pathway, so that when Jesus came, everything was swept clean, no stones for the donkey to trip over, nothing that would make their feet hurt, and they were happy. But there's something funny that happens in this story. Jesus cries. Did you know about that? He wanted to know why it was so hard for these people to see the way of peace. And it made him sad because he wanted to bring them all together in peace. And that's an interesting part of a celebration that also has tears. Shall we pray?
Yes.
Hosanna, Lord. Guide us in your ways. Help us to see the ways of peace. Help us to find the joy in our time of expectancy as we move towards that great Easter day. Amen.
They're going to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday, wouldn't they?
All right, our children can go on back to their Sunday school class now if they'd like to, or they can stay with us.
All right, I need to walk back. Don't run. Oh, you got to leave this here?
Let us pray. Triumphant God, who comes to us as one who seeks and serves, lead us through the events of this holy week, that we may receive Christ afresh into our lives and embody Christ's spirit into the world. Fill our hearts with gospel joy. We entered this sanctuary with anticipation, bringing branches. Our very beings now proclaim, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heavens. Amen. We've got quite a few announcements today, so I'm going to go over them very quickly. First, I'd like to identify some of the prayers that we have. First of all, continue to remember Glenn and Karen Timlinson as they stay in our prayers as he receives chemotherapy. And let's remember Bev and Lowell Olson as Bev continues to recover from her surgery at home. Kathy Jones is gradually recovering from her illness. She's still working from home during her recovery, and she does appreciate your prayers very much. Barbara Jones continues her recovery from hip surgery at home. Pam Mullen requests prayers for her granddaughter, Andrea, as she adjusts to some very personal difficulties. And many of our church members are also dealing with struggles that we don't know the whole story about, but we want to continue to have all of our members in our prayers. In terms of joys, Pastor Monica will be arriving in Colorado Springs on April the 15th. She and Ryan will be moving into their new apartment on the 20th. So please let the church office know if you're interested in welcoming them by helping them move into their apartment. Also, Tatiana and Killian Macklin have completed their Boy Scouts God and Me curriculum, and they are going to receive their medallions and certificates from Pastor Floyd in our service on April the 7th. Thursday night, we will be observing Maundy Thursday in an ecumenical worship service in the Fellowship Hall of First Baptist Church. The service is going to be held at 6 o'clock. There is an optional hand-washing service if you would like to participate that starts at 5:30. We do have a sign-up sheet at the back of the sanctuary. We need to give them a rough estimate of how many people will be attending as they will be setting up the fellowship hall for the service. And then just other dates that are coming up quickly. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, so we will have our regular Easter service, and then at the very end of the service, the children are going to continue their Sunday school by having their egg hunt with their parents after the parents have joined them from the church service. So it'll be staying over just a few more minutes to have that egg hunt. Then Family Promise is hosting at First Baptist on March 31st through April 6th, and we're one of their partners in hosting, and so we need volunteers if you are able to help with that Family Promise hosting. Then in April the 15th begin our baptism classes. This is a Zoom class in the afternoon, and if you know of any children that are or adults that are interested in attending those classes, we'll be having them every Monday for 3 Mondays, and then the baptismal service after that. On April the 21st will be Pastor Monica's first Sunday service, and we will have a potluck to welcome them after the service. And then our last thing that I really want to mention today, and we do have more things in the newsletter, so do please take time to look at the newsletter, is that we have scheduled a work day to keep on cleaning up the church on April the 27th. So if you will put that on your calendar and come help as you're able to do that. Now let's go ahead and greet one another by passing the peace of Christ.
Seats this morning. I do have another announcement that I was asked to pass along to you this morning. Many of you, I understand, would remember man by the name of Tom Klein.
Yes, sir.
Tom is in his end-of-life stages as of right now, his last days. And only the Lord knows when that last breath will be taken. But the service, when the time comes, will be held here at the church. And there will be a date and time announced at that time. So keep the Klein family in your prayers as well. Join me in prayer. Father, we come today and we come celebrating this day that your son entered into the city of Jerusalem in triumph. Father, we rejoice in that. We rejoice in the answered prayers that we're hearing about earlier. Those who are recovering from surgeries and those who are recovering from illnesses. And we just thank you, Lord, because we know that you are a God of healing. And yet, Lord, we know there are still those who are out there whose hearts are broken, who are still dealing with the ailments that have plagued them physically, emotionally, mentally. And Father, we just pray that you would enter into their lives and enter into these situations, Lord, with a healing hand. Father, as I spoke to others this morning, it seemed like a topic that kept coming up today was our prodigal children. And so I pray for those of us who have children out in this world, we have brought them up, we have taught them in your ways, but Lord, they still want to resist. I pray for them, Lord, that you would help them deal with their unbelief, or at least deal with the struggles they have with their faith. Lord, be with us now. Guide us through this rest of this day. Stay with us as this church struggles itself, Father, to continue to be a beacon in this community to others. Father, we lean heavier into you than we ever have, knowing that you are there and that you are our strong support. Guide us now. In the name of Jesus, we do pray as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our New Testament reading is from Psalm chapter 118, verses 1 through 2 and 19 through 29. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the loyal, you show yourself loyal. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure, and with the crooked, you show yourself perverse. For you deliver a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. It is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. By you I can crush a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him.
Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And when they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." And they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside of the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them that Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. And then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. And then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, and as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday, as we've witnessed here this morning with the bringing of the palms and the promenade that goes with it. It's a time that the church with the capital C joins together as one to shout, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the King." This in turn is also the beginning of Holy Week. Jesus knows that his time has come, the time for him to fulfill his purpose. The cross is drawing near. So Jesus sends two of his disciples to bring him a donkey colt, on which he then rides into the city. This is done to fulfill the prophecy that is found in Zechariah. Zechariah 9:9, we read, "Cry out with joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout jubilantly, O daughter of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming. He is righteous and able to save. He comes seated humbly on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey." Many of the Jews would have known this prophecy. They've been waiting a long time to be able to shout, "Hosanna." They would have recognized the significance of what was happening that day. Jesus, very tactfully and yet humbly, was entering into the city of Jerusalem. He was coming now as their Messiah and King. He wasn't riding on a royal steed as a conquering, warring king, but on a donkey, in fact, a donkey foal. And he enters in very humbly, very peacefully. Only a few days earlier, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And this caused such a stir that the leadership was now set to kill both him and Lazarus. But Jesus doesn't hesitate to stand in the public, to be seen before them. But he comes offering peace to all. They see him as a threat, and yet he only brings peace. Jesus enters into a very dangerous and hostile environment, a place that is not safe for him or his disciples. But he doesn't come bitter or defensive. But he comes, as I say, offering peace to all, including those who've chosen to be his enemies. And he comes on the back of a donkey foal. One that's never been ridden before. Now, I personally have not tried to ride a donkey. Maybe some of you have. Let alone a donkey colt. But I have been on the back of enough horses, broke and unbroke, to know that they don't normally take to someone just planting themselves on their back. There are usually some repercussions for that, and that's how rodeo began. But Jesus doesn't seem to have a problem here. And I believe Jesus, in one sense, was saying that he was coming as the Messiah, the King, offering peace to all, and yet there was something more. There was something new, something fresh, something no one else had ever offered, something that has never been ridden before. And in doing so, he was showing us that his reign was not only over human creation, but all creation. In fact, wasn't it in Luke's account of this entering into the city that we read in Luke 19, where some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And he answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." Jesus enters in humbly, and yet with all authority over all creation. And he enters in to the cries of the crowd. "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." We shout Hosanna and recognize it as a cry of supplication, a cry of praise and salvation. And yet the early translation of Hosanna is "save, please," or "save us now." It is a cry for help or deliverance, which is often directed towards God. It was a fitting cry for those who are witnessing the coming of the Messiah. They believed him to be the one who would release them from the oppression of Rome. But an even more fitting cry for us today and a world that is dying in sin and seeking a way to God. And this was only the beginning of a very busy and difficult time for Jesus and those disciples who walked with him. This coming week would bring a lot of questions, a lot of problems in way. There's a lot of scripture that's devoted to this final week prior to the crucifixion. In fact, almost half of John's gospel is written surrounding the events of Holy Week. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching, a lot of time healing all those who were near. He is found mostly in the temple, where he was under the watchful eye and the scrutiny of the Pharisees and the priests and other leaders of the community. Jesus was confronted and tested many times by those same leaders who sought to trip him up or find some fault with him. And yet they failed to do so. In the end, they resigned themselves to false accusations and assorted lies to accomplish their task of getting rid of him. Interestingly, it's during this week prior to Passover that all the lambs brought for sacrifice were being scrutinized and inspected as well. The sacrificial Lamb of God is going through his final test. And interestingly, while Jesus most likely entered the temple through the eastern or the golden gate, which is also called the Gate of Mercy, during this triumphal entry, it has been noted by a number of scholars that Jesus most likely entered the temple through the Sheep Gate on most other occasions. We find him healing a lame man near the pool by the Sheep Gate in John 5. And then later referring to himself as the Sheep Gate in John 10. It wouldn't surprise me that this would be Jesus' means of entry. After all, not only was this the gate that all sacrificial lambs entered, but it also became the gate where the vulnerable people of society were left. Those that society had written off or desired to hide from sight were brought and laid around the pool within the Sheep Gate. There are some that also claim Jesus would have been led through the same gate on the road and way to Golgotha. True or not, we know that the king who humbly entered Jerusalem that day would soon become the Savior of the world. Now, there's going to be those who look back at the events of that week, and they'll say that the triumphal entry was the beginning of the end. They don't believe, or they are struggling to embrace all that Jesus did for them on the cross. And yet, for us who do believe, who not only embrace Jesus for what he did for us, but more importantly, for who he is and what he continues to do in our lives, this day was the beginning of the beginning. Love, hope, joy, and peace were offered for each of us on the cross of Calvary as Jesus took the sins of the world upon himself. As God's sacrificial lamb, and Jesus was shown to be the only King of Kings, Lord of Lords, as he defeated death, as he arose from the tomb in which he was laid. And we praise God for that. For First Christian Church Colorado Springs, I would also like to offer a thought. One more thought as we enter into this week. I believe this is important for us as a church with the capital C, but perhaps even more important for this congregation at this time. You see, Jesus entered into Jerusalem knowing things weren't going to be easy. He was going to be tested, tried, and he would even suffer unbearable pain to the point of death. But in the midst of it all, Jesus continued to teach, to minister, to love, and to offer peace to those around him. He never took his eyes off his Father, but instead leaned into him even more heavier than he ever had before. And interestingly, what the world sees as death is only the gateway to a new beginning. So, church, stay grounded in Christ. In the midst of trials and tests that are coming your way, that are here today, there will be suffering along the way, but with our eyes on God, our faith in His leading, we too will be resurrected into new life as the living body of Christ that continues to humbly enter in and touch the world with God's love. Amen.
Join us in our communion hymn, Here at the Table, Lord, number 384.
At this time, we gather at the table of the Lord. This is not the table of First Christian Church. This is Christ's table. And all who want to should partake of communion. It is a gift that He has given to us to share with one another. And on the night that Christ was betrayed, He gathered with His disciples to have a meal to celebrate the feast of the Passover. And as they were eating their dinner, He took bread and He broke it. And He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Remember this as you eat." And He also took the cup and raised it up and gave thanks and said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. Remember this as you partake in the future." Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus, for the invite to this table, to reflect on the last week and to look forward to the new week. As we start this Holy Week, let us remember how Jesus cared and loved us. Let us renew ourselves with this bread and wine to realize we have an opportunity to grow, to take care of ourselves, our church, others, and the world. Each week, this is our opportunity to look afresh, to look forward to a new week of love, caring, hope, and peace. Amen.
Thank you.
In case you don't read the Gazette, last Sunday it reported that First Christian closed last year. Boy, did they get that wrong. They did correct the article last week, though. One of our leaders recently described our congregation as small but mighty, and I feel that that's a much more accurate description of us. There are wonderful things happening here. It's just praiseworthy. We got to see the young children, young families, young adults processing down this morning, waving their palms. Two of our children are signed up to get baptized in May, and of course we're eagerly awaiting Monica's arrival. Now that I've talked about the wonderful and praiseworthy things that are happening, let's take a second and allow yourself to look inside yourself for a minute to see how you can help make a difference. Ask yourself what gives you joy. Then ask yourself how you can use that skill or talent to help our church take God's love to the world. As we give our monetary offerings now, and yes, that too is essential to continue our work, please take the time to consider other ways you can give to show your love. And by the way, if you can't think of anything, just come talk to me. I'll help you find something.
Thank you.
pray. God, take these offerings that we have given and bless them. As we prepare to leave the sanctuary this morning, we pray that you enter our lives as you entered the lives of those in Jerusalem, singing our Lord's praises and waving psalms. On this first week that is called Holy Week, enable us to offer a disciple's praise whenever we meet Jesus Christ along our way. Teach us to heed Christ's bidding, even when the request seems strange or the teachings reach beyond our ability to understand. Speak to us through the events of this week, reminding us of your constant love and surprising grace. Amen. At the heart of who we are as disciples of Christ is an invitation to be a disciple here at our church. This means to be willing to walk with us, to learn alongside of us, and to seek with us to better follow Jesus' example to minister to others. If you feel moved to join with us in this calling, we invite you to come forward during our closing hymn so that we may welcome you. Our hymn is Right On in Majesty, number 191.
Let us pray. Father, as we leave here today, entering into this Holy Week, may God, whose arms were spread on the cross to embrace the whole world, help us this week to take up the cross and follow him. As Jesus triumphantly entered Jerusalem in peace, may we go in peace as we offer ourselves to the world around us. Amen.